Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You know, this type of songs, when they come on, you must perform.
Yeah, no, yeah. Straight up.
Yeah, you must perform.
Put your heart and your soul and everything into it.
It's a you are Neo.
Yeah.
Times 10.
Yeah,
it's your own brain now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting on a Grammy stage and you're performing.
Mm-hmm. With a little, with you a know, little, that little Nick that dance, little dance that he does.
It's at 9:19 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio with the NSK and Shaquan. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been ranting and raving about the national costume, the reveal itself. We started speaking about that yesterday on Wednesday. And it has been revealed and the country is going insane.
Absolutely.
And we have the woman
our
of
queen,
the moment,
man.
Our queen, Osi Jamila, with us right now on the line. Osi Jamilas.
Good morning.
Good morning, Osi Jamils. Give another one.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good morning, Osi Nunu loves.
Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are great, honey. And you know what? Just even talking to you right now, I can already just see your cute dimples.
Now, Jamila, the costume is out. It has been revealed.
Yeah.
The country is going crazy. Obviously, everyone is having their say. But from our analysis, it's mostly positive.
Positive, yes.
Were you guys nervous at how the country was going to receive this costume?
No, because I made sure to embody that costume. We put in so much hard work and effort. So at the point in time, I could have cared less that anyone had something negative to say. And the nation asked for a costume and I gave them a costume.
Come on. That's true. That's true. But as just, you know, someone who obviously has been, man, working around the clock, you are definitely putting in the work. How did you feel with obviously the positive response that a lot of people are actually giving you right now? How did that make you feel in that moment?
Like an hour ago, right?
Yeah.
I went onto Instagram and I went through 616 comments and I almost cried. I can't cry though because I have lash extensions.
Yeah, honey, don't. There's
I'm
no
really
crying.
Emotional.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
cute about it.
I'm grateful for the support. I wasn't expecting it to be this big. But you know, reading those messages really makes me feel a bit more confident. It gives me a greater reason to go out there and show the world
what we are made of, yeah.
How the unity looks like in this country.
Yeah, 100%.
Tell me something. Could you contextualize for us how this works with the costume thing?
Yeah.
Do you guys design or do you come with your ideas and then there's a professional designer that puts it together? What's the process there?
It depends. So we sit as a team and we come up with different concepts. And well, I obviously get to have the last say because I need to be comfortable in it.
Yes.
So I had a few other options. But then I got the idea of the oryx and I called my friend Matile. We were sitting I think from around 19 in the evening until 2 midnight. Just to sketch that costume. And we were asking ourselves, how are we going to bring this to life? Because it looks so unrealistic.
Yeah.
It looks like it can't come to life. And the other costume as well was so beautiful. So I had to choose between the two and it was quite difficult. And it just so happened that I traveled to Oranjemund and I saw this really beautiful painting on a wall, and there were three oryx running on top of the water.
Oh.
So when we sketched it, we had to incorporate Depp Marine into the costume, right? So we were like, okay, how are we gonna add diamonds on this just to show the appreciation?
Mm. Yeah.
So we already had the name for the costume, but it's gonna be the Diamond Oryx.
Mm.
So
yes,
when
yes.
I went to Oranya Mount, I saw the Oryx running on top of the water,
mm.
and underneath the painting on the wall, there were three big diamonds.
Mm.
And then I traveled to Damara Land again, and I walked into a shopping center, and Connie told me, look up, and there were these three bottles of spices, and the brand is Desert Oryx.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so then I went to the taste room, Stellenbosch, went to go eat out there, and underneath the menu, at the bottom of the menu, there was an oryx.
Oh, wow.
So it was just speaking to you.
And yesterday, after we revealed the costume, someone came to me and gave me the water bottle, a Drumboss water bottle.
Yeah.
And also on the bottom of that branding, of that label, there was an oryx.
Oh, wow.
So it definitely chose me.
Mm.
And I couldn't ignore it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing about the oryx, the story about the oryx, the story that I want to tell the world about the oryx is, it's a dry-based animal, but it adapts in any kind of harsh condition.
Come on.
And that's how Namibians are.
Mm.
We are able and capable to adapt. Not endure, adapt.
Adapt, yeah.
We always make a way through all the difficulties.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
That is so
powerful. And it's
powerful.
On our coat of arms. In our coat of arms,
yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Liberty, unity, justice.
Justice, yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yes.
That is so powerful,
I'm
Mila. Wow,
that is powerful.
That is really, really powerful.
Wow.
And now that you even, you know, yesterday I was genuinely in awe. First of all, I like saw her face and when she was like holding her hair, and I'm like, look at how cute she is. And then now that you're actually mentioning the diamonds, Nay. I'm actually looking at your costume and I see them and oh my God, you are so stunning. And I'm actually so happy for you.
I had to some way place the diamonds everywhere on the costume, because the world also needs to know that Namibia is the only country that that does offshore marine,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we're the only country in the world.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's incredible.
Yes.
So ahead of the competition, right? When mm-hmm. you get crowned the 72nd Miss Universe, right? What,
mm-hmm.
what, like, how are you preparing yourself for that moment? Because it's going to happen.
Well, the one thing that I for one want to push is tourism in Namibia. So I can't say that I'm preparing for it because everything is so surreal for me. But for now, my focus is really just making a statement when I go there. Not just making a statement for myself, but for the nation as a whole. Because I feel like every year when we send out our beautiful queens, like we are being shadowed. They don't see us. Which is quite unusual, because we are descendants of warrior queens. Namibia has so many strong women. We send so many strong women out every year. Why do they not notice us?
Mm.
Yes, so what I really want this year is I want us to feel heard and seen.
And seen,
we
yeah.
need to be, yeah, we need to be noticed for once.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. boys and girls, there's your queen, Jamila Nguidas.
How dare you?
Thank you so much.
Jamila, we wish you all the best.
Genuinely.
We will be rooting
Thank
for you.
You
know us, we are your fans.
Already.
Yeah, your number one fans.
Don't forget to vote.
Download
the Miss Universe app. The first vote is free.
Yeah, yeah. So do that, and also if you probably just need to get all that information, it's very simple. You can just go to the Miss Namibia social media platforms and get all the info there. But our queen is depending on you to download that Miss Universe app and to vote for her today. She's stunning, she's strong, she's brave, with so much grace and so much class, and she's carrying our flag. We have to support her.
Thank you so much.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Jamila. We wish you all the best. And
thank you.
We will be keeping our eyes on your socials.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Look at the joys on our WhatsApp line there.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jamila made her cry.
Yeah.
Incredible. We have a queen, ladies and gentlemen. We have a queen.
We have a queen.
We have a queen.
Proud of myself for not crying. Damn.
Yeah, right?
You know, like when you're a fan of someone, but you must also cuckoo?
Yes.
She's off the line.
Yeah, she's off, yeah.
Okay. yeah, you must cuckoo so they also don't.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, Jamila.
Wow. 9:28 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Mm. When we get back, we will talk about this adulting thing. Dita, wow.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.